Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, am I speaking to Shannon?
Yes.
Shannon, this is Anne from New York Times Square editing team. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thank you for asking. I was evaluating your trailer, and we have come up with two best possible solutions for you. So I wanted to have a word with you. Is it a good time to talk to you right now?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Okay, so look, the trailer that you wanted to go for was for, 15 to 20 seconds, which will be a really short trailer. And the main purpose of a trailer is mainly so that, we can convey the message within a minute, right? So
right.
Now,
well, no, what I was talking about was doing like a loop, like doing like 15, 20 seconds, and then, just the same thing, like a loop, as opposed to what I had told Jane was that after a minute, we still didn't know what we were selling and where it was being sold at.
Mm-hmm.
Like the original trailer was 1 minute long, and there was no mention of the book. There was no mention of Amazon. And
mm-hmm.
that was the problem that I had was, what are we selling? And where can you buy it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that totally
so
makes sense.
So it wasn't that I wanted I didn't want a 15-second trailer. I just thought that the book needed to be in there sooner and also where you could buy it at.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I completely get your point, what you're trying to say. And I agree with it that, it really needs all of the information in it when you are trying to put up a video. However, now the two best possible options that we have right now is that you can either go for a 60-second trailer in which the four books will be concluded at the end in the call to action section. And the second option that we have is we can create four different reels and short videos based on your book, on your each book basically, and we will run two books at a time on the New York Times Square.
Okay, what I'm trying to understand is with the trailer, because Times Square is a really busy intersection,
mm-hmm.
so with the engagements, I know engagement is usually if someone watches for more than 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So my concern is if they're watching 10 seconds, are they going to know what's being sold after 10 seconds?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, look, what I would recommend, in my opinion, the second option is a really good option. There will be four different reels based on your books, and then we will run two ads at a time. So in that way, your book will get the most advertisement as well. And I know it's a really busy place, and I completely get what you're trying to say. That is why I would recommend you have, like, short videos, and it includes all of your four books, right? And since you are running your ad for twice a week, right, I believe? Sorry.
It's supposed to be 3 times a day for 3 days in a row.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That in like one video, we will try to incorporate like two books, and that's how we're going to cover your all of your books, right? And this will make sure that you get the most marketing out of this ad.
Okay, so it won't be the same video running each time, but you're going to have all of my books incorporated between the
Yeah.
3 times a day, 3 days
exactly.
a week.
Exactly. We will have like four different reels based on each of your book, and we will run the ads of two books at a time, right? Since we have plenty much of time now left, so we can run two ads, and this will promote two books at a time. Then in the next slot, you will have two more books, and then we're going to repeat the cycle like this. Will that be all right for you?
It will. When will the book, because I mean, I know the standard trailer because I've done trailers for Spider's Web and for Subterfuge. They're on my website. But when does the book come in and like Amazon? Like, so when does the book slide in and the Amazon come in so that they know where to get the book.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I couldn't get that. Could you please repeat the last name that she said?
The Subterfuge is the fourth book. So I'm wondering, when does the book come in? At what point in the trailer with Amazon, like where they can buy it, where does that appear? So is it going to be a 60-second trailer with two of the books highlighted in the 60 seconds?
Look, now I had these options laid out for you. Now you will have to get in touch with Jane in order to get the complete breakdown of how the reels will look, right? So that, you know, you have a better idea about it. Now, again, you will have four different reels, right, based on each of your books, and there will be two books running at a time. Now, again, for the time duration and how everything will look like, I would recommend that you get in touch with Jane, and you will have a better idea of how everything will be aligned.
Okay, so let me understand. So there's going to be four different trailers, one for each book?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There are going to be four different reels. They're going to be short videos. They're not going to be the proper trailer that we go for. The trailer is for about 60 to 90 seconds, right? So that is, mm-hmm. and that also gets stretched a long way if needed to. But the reels are going to be like, sorry, the reels are going to be like really short, like, and it's again keeping your point in mind that, you know, New York is a very busy place and people won't be standing there for, you know, a minute or two and watching the whole video, right? They will be catching the eye right away at whatever they see. I hope you get my point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I am. I'm curious. How many of these reels have you done for Times Square?
I'm sorry.
I said, how many of these ads have you done for Times Square?
There have been multiple ads. I'm not very particular about the count, but there have been many ads. And you know, again, since it runs for a really short time period, and what I would recommend, you to get small, short videos. However, it's completely your choice what you want to go for. We even have an option for 60-second trailer, which will include all of your four books at the end. If you want to go with that, that's also an amazing option. But if you want to go for four different...
No, I want to know what has worked best for you. Like, because
yeah.
I'm thinking the shorter ads are better.
Yeah, same.
You know, because... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
what
that.
I want to know is what your opinion is. You've done ads for Times Square. What is your opinion? Is the shorter ads better?
Yeah, again, shorter ads and just to make sure that everything looks so eye-catching that, you know, it draws someone's attention and make sure that, you know, they are able to find the book very interesting just by looking at it visually. You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's
okay,
what I... Yeah. Sorry, please go ahead.
Okay, so... I was going to say, how much time will it take to put these together, these trailers?
Well, I will have to get in touch with the team and ask them, and how about I get back to you in a while, maybe, and ask them how much time will it take and how much and how is everything going to be aligned, and then we can schedule a call back again.
Okay, that would be fine because, you know, I'd like to see it and make sure because it's very hard because, you know, like I got the script to edit, but without seeing the trailer. And then, of course, when I saw the trailer, the script didn't flow with the trailer, and my book was not in the trailer that I got. So
okay.
I feel like I'm getting bits and pieces and not seeing the whole composition together. And so it's very hard for me to know what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And not seeing my book in it, you know, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're trying to say, Shannon, so don't worry about it. Sorry, let me get in touch with the team and see what best I could do for you, and I will keep you posted regarding any updates that I receive, and we'll let you know how everything will be aligned, all right?
Okay, so give me a time frame when I should hear back from you as far as setting up a call.
By today's end or by Monday, I will definitely give you a call back. Will that be all right? It won't stretch.
Okay, well, Monday's a holiday, so it probably would be Tuesday, right?
Okay, yeah. I will confirm you. You can have my personal number. All right? So if you want, so that, yeah.
Let me grab a pen. Hold on 1 second. Okay, and I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
Anne.
Anne. Okay, and what is your number?
It is 408-457-8558.
And are you in California also?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good, Anne. If you can give me a call back, that would be great. I appreciate it.
I will. I will definitely. I will do that. And, yeah, so just allow me some time. I will try my best to give you a call back by today. If not, then by Monday or Tuesday, I will definitely give you a call. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day and take care of yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.